Now, are you someone that reads a lot of academic publishing? I certainly do, or at least read summaries, because it plays a vital role in the way particularly scientific knowledge is shared. And it's very important that we engage with this now more than ever, because we've got so much misinformation and stuff online. Listening to the experts and having that information accessible is crucial. But there is a bit of an issue with accessibility, because scientific knowledge, academia, is a highly profitable industry. Major publishing companies charge universities millions in subscription fees, while researchers often do the work, writing, editing, peer reviewing for free. So it raises a lot of questions. Who really benefits from this system? Why are these important discoveries locked behind paywalls? And what impact does this have on our access to science, especially in underfunded institutions or developing countries? And the business of academia are a far cry from, I guess, what they did when they founded, I think Bologna is the oldest university in the world. I'll fact check that later. Anyway, to unpack these issues, Amelia Bell, a PhD candidate at Curtin University, joins us on the line. Thanks for making the time this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
No worries at all. I read your piece in The Conversation. It was brilliant. Why has academic publishing become such a profitable industry? How's this been able to occur?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot of tensions between for-profit publishing and research integrity, which you would have picked up on, and a lot of mismatched motives and values around that. But over time, we've seen a bit of a shift in the landscape of publishing, and that shift has been from what was initially perhaps more scholar-led publishing that focused on the research community and their needs, towards publishing that's become more competitive, more commercial, and also has a greater focus on prestige. And that prestige is often seen to be connected to commercial publishers and journals. Mm. And so we've seen a handful of major publishers begin to dominate that space, the big five in particular, who control about half or 50% of all research output.
Wow.
And it's, yeah, really raise conversations around what this landscape looks like and some of the complexities around it.
Okay. And what impact has this monopoly on publishing had on the integrity of the research?
Yeah, that's a really great question. So one of the impacts that commercial models can have on research and science is issues of public trust. So research is often produced on taxpayers' money, and commercial profit margins can further exacerbate the pressure for academics to publish as well. So that means that it ends up pushing for almost the speeding up of science and a bit of a focus on quantity of research outputs rather than quality of content. And that can be achieved to the detriment of, you know, trust, integrity in research processes and the outputs and findings themselves.
Yeah, certainly. And that, I think that's a real issue now, because there is a bit of a scepticism towards the expert class in some sections, particularly of alternate media, arguably for the worse. Do you think that the commercial nature of research and business involvement with that and the publishing has played a role in potentially an increased lack of trust?
Yes, I would say that it had. And I think additionally, and you alluded to this before, with those models, we also find that a lot of research findings end up locked behind paywalls, which impacts on the dissemination and sharing of research more openly as well. And so we see this intersection of a lot of those different tensions that factor into not just the process of how research is produced, how it's reviewed, but also who can actually access those outputs, and that's both accessing it within research communities, but also the wider public as well.
Yeah. What does the alternative look like, in your view, to restore trust and, I guess, implement better publishing practices?
Yeah, so ideally we can see publishing models start to adapt and shift to actually safeguard the integrity of research and ensure it's accessible to the wider community. And so there are alternative models, and some of those factor into things like peer review. One in particular is the publish, review, curate model, and that sees authors publishing their work as preprints. So that's essentially preliminary versions of journal articles that are made publicly available before they've been peer reviewed. And it speeds up the sharing of research findings.
Yeah. Is it hard to do in the world of capitalism and looking to make money? Is there a way we can strike a balancing act between commercial interests in universities and the good or that they're supposed to provide to the community at large?
I think there is a balance to be struck, but again, those underlying tensions do exist, and a lot of it factors into things like university and research cultures around publishing. So like I mentioned before, academics are under considerable pressure to publish in high-impact journals, around funding, promotion, and funding bodies and institutions are part of that system that often reinforce, you know, current publishing models. But the fact that there are alternatives that exist that are a lot of the time scholar or, you know, researcher-led does indicate that we do have alternatives and that there is potential and opportunities to increase the transparency and accountability within the research process.
Yeah. Does the media play a role here at all? Is there potentially a pressure on some journals and academics to create research that's newsworthy but perhaps not serving a greater good?
Potentially, but I think it would also factor into things like citations. So when we talk about impact in academia, there's a few different ways that we can describe it. But if we're talking about things like academic progression, a lot of the time it factors into those high-impact journals. And impact in that sense looks a little bit different to impact in the ways that we might describe social impact. And so it does factor into that. Media can also factor into some of the challenges around preprint preprints as well.
Yep.
So there are some intersecting complexities around that and different pressure points as well on researchers and universities.
Yeah. Amelia Bell, thank you so much for making the time this morning.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Pleasure. That is Amelia Bell. They are a PhD candidate at Curtin University. Help us explore some of the issues in the world of academic publishing.